This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pro-democracy protesters blocked some roads in Sudan's capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires Tuesday, a day after the military seized power in a swift coup widely denounced by the international community. The prime minister and other senior officials in the transitional government who were arrested Monday by the military continued to be held at a military camp outside Khartoum, the capital. The military takeover threatened to derail the Sudan's fragile transition to democracy, which has been underway for the past 2 years. The United Nations Security Council was to discuss the situation in a closed-door meeting later Tuesday. Western governments condemned the coup and called for the release of the prime minister and other officials. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced the suspension of $700 million in emergency assistance to Sudan. A U.N. human rights investigator says that Iran executed over 250 people, that includes at least four child offenders, in 2020, and so far this year has carried out 230 executions that included nine women and one child who was executed in secret. Javad Rehman told the UN General Assembly's Human Rights Committee Monday that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate. He said that the absence of official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means that this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses preventing accountability. Amnesty International says Iran topped Mideast executions last year. Rehman said that beyond executions, the overall human rights situation in Iran remains grim. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday announced the appointment of former UN Undersecretary General Nolene Heiser of Singapore as the new UN Special Envoy for conflict-torn Myanmar. She will succeed Christine Trainer-Bergener of Switzerland, whose 3.5 years in the post saw moves toward democracy dashed in a military takeover of the Southeast Asian nation last February that led to nationwide protest. Her term ends Sunday. Heiser served in 1994 and 2007 as executive director of UNIFEM, one of the forerunners of the umbrella UN organization for women known as UN Women. She was the first woman to serve as executive secretary of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific. Former South Korean President Roh-Tae Woo, who participated in a 1979 coup before going on to win the presidency in a landmark democratic election but ended his tumultuous political career in prison, died on Tuesday at the age of 88. The Seoul National University Hospital said Roh died while being treated for an illness. It gave no further details or his cause of death. Roh, who ruled South Korea as president from 1988 to 1993, was known to have suffered many health problems, including atrophy for years. Japanese Princess Meiko says she'll walk together in a new life with her husband after they married without celebration Tuesday in a union that has split public opinion. Meiko lost her royal status upon marrying the commoner Kei Kimura, and the couple will now live in New York, where he attended law school. Their wedding was delayed 3 years by financial dispute involving her mother-in-law. The palace noted many people were not celebrating the marriage and said Meiko developed a stress disorder due to negative attention. She declined a dowry to which she was entitled upon leaving the imperial family. Meiko told a news conference the couple's marriage was a necessary choice to live while cherishing our hearts. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has deferred its request for several dozen pages of Trump administration records at the White House's urging. But President Joe Biden has again rejected the former president's invocation of executive privilege on hundreds of additional pages. In a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration, Biden counsel Dana Remus repeated that Biden has determined that the assertion of executive privilege by former President Trump is not in the best interest of the U.S. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.